Good morning, Tom. How are you?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, when you went to the podium after the game, you said, great win, fun day. You couldn't have been happier at the podium. Were you unaware of the severity of Gronk's injury at that point?
Well, I know he had gotten injured, but I obviously didn't know the extent. But that's, you know, I mean, he's such a great player, and it's it sucks that he gets hurt, but, you know, it's part of this game. So, you know, he's got to do his best to get back as soon as possible, and we got to, you know, go out there and win some games without him.
For you and your offense, is losing Gronk not like losing a couple of different quality players? I mean, you're losing a very good blocking tight end. You're obviously losing a very good pass-catching tight end. You're obviously losing a red zone force. It's like losing two or three guys, isn't it, Tom?
Well, he does a lot for us. You know, I think there's a reason why you have other guys on the roster, too. So, Vasante and Daniel Fells and Aaron Hernandez and Hooman, you know, everyone's got to get in there and start, you know, trying to make up for, you know, having Gronk out. So, that's just part of it. And you got to find ways to adjust. And no one really cares. I mean, no one cares, you know, what's going on with us. You know, we got to go out there and still go out there and win.
We obviously, you just finished this game up and you haven't had time to look ahead, but you got another game coming up real quickly, Tom. With Gronk out, is it more likely that we'll see three receivers? You'll more likely spread them out more? Will it be a guy like, Vasante Shenko or Fells in there in place of, and trying to do what Gronk does?
I'm not sure. You know, we haven't got into all that game planning, but our offense is, you know, we have flexibility within what we do. So, you know, we try to play to the strengths of our players. And obviously with Gronk is, you know, a very, you know, is a great player for our team. You know, we've got to make adjustments and play the strengths of the guys that are in there now. So that's just, you know, that's part of the football season. And, you know, the Jets lose Revis for the season. They lose Santonio Holmes for the season. I mean, they got injuries. I mean, every team has injuries, and we've been dealing with them all season, and we've still got to go out there and be able to, you know, do our job and execute.
Hey, you were very excited about the last, the Gronk's last touchdown, that throw to the left side.
In the third quarter,
it struck me when you came to the line, and I saw a lot of guys break this down, Tony Dungy and a lot of these TV guys. When you came to the line, did you know that was going to work? When you looked out there, you knew there would be one defender for two receivers, and you knew Gronk would make the right adjustment, and it just kind of fell into place?
I didn't quite think it was going to be as open as, you know, it ended up being. I ended up looking out at Shenko, and he was open, and when I looked out at him, the corner kind of spun around. And, you know, the reason why that happens is because you have such, you know, great protection up front where you can evaluate the field and then be able to make your throw. So it's not like, you know, if the rush was bearing down on me, I don't have time to sort through all those reads. But the way that our offensive line protected, I mean, is exactly what we were, you know, hoping for, and we were able to hold up. So it was a it was a great play by our offensive line.
Yeah, we say this every week, Tom. It's amazing. Last week was my player of the week was Solmer. I combined Solder and Volmer, and my player of the week was Solmer because you didn't get sacked again. It's amazing that I think the Colts would have had a much better chance in this game if Freeney and Mathis had played, because I didn't hear their names. Where did they play? Did you see them? Did you hear from them?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, those are two great players, and But I feel like, you know, every week we come in and we talk about how good the pass rush is that we're going to play.
Right.
So it's not like they, you know, it's not like they're not challenged every week. They are challenged every week. It's just a matter of them stepping up to the challenge. So I think that's the most important thing, is those guys' ability to move on from week to week. And Seabass, he's been playing for a while now for us, so. But Nate, the way that he's been able to perform at that left tackle position has been, you know, really unique and amazing for a guy who's in his second year. So he just keeps getting better, and we need those guys because, you know, like I said, this is what team football is all about. You play to the strengths of your players, and we got contributions on special teams, obviously on defense. I mean, we have three returns for touchdowns. I don't remember the last time we've ever had that, if ever. But it was a, you know, that's the reason why we have, you know, 59 points at the end of the day.
Tom, I'd like to return to that third quarter 24-yard touchdown to Gronkowski. And at first blush, it appeared that it was an inaccurate ball behind him. And I think maybe one of the reasons you were so exuberant was you saw the safety coming over and you put that ball where you needed to, away from the safety. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I mean, you don't, there's places where you try to throw the ball so that, you know, it allows our guys to make the catch and not really take hit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of that is making challenging catches because, you know, if you try to make an easy catch, they're right there to blow you up, and it's not as easy as, you know, it ends up being. So, yeah, you try to throw the ball away from the defenders. That's what I always try to do, and sometimes I maybe err on that side a little bit too much, you know, and overthrow some receivers from time to time. And that's stuff that, you know, I'm just got to continue to work on and get better at.
Hey, a touchdown's a touchdown, and that particular touchdown made it 38-17. But it was the immediate play after Ninkovich's strip sack and recovered fumble. It was the very next play. Is something like that even more devastating to a defense when you come out and quick strike after a big defensive play?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, we talk about that all the time, the sudden change situations. And that is a, you know, we work on that in practice. We talk about it. The ability to, you know, do something offensively after a, you know, after a big play by the defense, that's where you really can start putting the nail in the coffin. So that was a, you know, that was huge. That was, you know, we talked about on the sideline after the play how, you know, how important of a play that was.
Hey, after Gostkowski missed a field goal, there were two touchdowns in 61 seconds, and CBS indicated that you were on the sideline for 32 minutes between snaps. What's the effect of that, Tom?
As much as I don't enjoy that, I enjoyed it, watching our guys, you know, go out there and score points for, you know, our team. But, you know, at the same time, that was a, you know, it's nice to break a sweat, you know, and
right.
hearing it, you know, it starts to get into the mid 30s or, you know, high 30s, but then you go out there and you know, you don't play for 30 minutes. You feel like, oh God, you got to be warmed up again. So, yeah, that's part of football, and we got to adjust, and we did.
Can you dumb it down for us and just tell us why you were so effective in the third quarter and why you were so effective in the second half? When you dropped back and took a look, what did you see?
Well, you know, I think you get a feel for the coverage. You get a feel for what you're calling. You know, I thought our guys were playing great last night. I mean, it's a quarterback's only as good as the guys around you, and the way the receivers played, the way the tight ends played, the offensive line, it makes my job so easy. So I just, you know, try to drop back and sort through the coverage and find the open guy. And, you know, we didn't have time to do that. And those guys are making the kind of plays that they're making. I mean, that was a great team performance. And, you know, when we play like that, we're going to be tough to beat. There's no question about it. We play that type of team football.
Tom, what are you thinking when you see Adam Vinatieri booed? The fans at Gillette. I mean, I saw you talking to him before the game. Obviously, you won championships with him. When you hear the fans booing him when he lines up for those field goals, what are you thinking?
Well, that's part of being a fan is you have the liberty to boo or cheer, do whatever you want. But, you know, I'm sure when he has his Hall of Fame induction here, there'll be a lot of cheers for him. He's been a great, you know, player for our team and certainly still a great player for the Colts. But, I mean, he's... You know, he helped us win three Super Bowl championships. So he's a, you know, he's one of the best kickers, if not the best kicker to ever play the game. And, you know, for him to do it as long as he's done it and as consistent as he's done it is very impressive.
Hey, do you think it's natural for the human body to play two NFL games in 4 days?
Well, we have to. I tell you, I feel pretty good. So,
yeah.
You know, I didn't get hit a lot yesterday. So, that's part of the way the season's built. I think every team's doing it once this year. You know, we talked about yesterday after the game. It was like a Wednesday night last night after the game. Coach Belichick said, "It's just to put things in perspective. Today's a Wednesday night for a Sunday game."
Mm.
And I'll say this, sometimes we have padded practices on Wednesdays, and that feels pretty rough, too. You know, so it's just part of it's mental toughness, you know, and I think we have a very mentally tough team. So I don't think playing on this short rest is any of the guys are going to be, you know, really bitching about, you know, our schedule or anything like that. It makes for a pretty sweet Halloween if we can end up, you know, going down and playing the Jets, you know, certainly much better than we played them the last time.
You mean Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. What did I say?
Halloween.
Halloween, yeah. We're past Halloween. Thanksgiving.
You had a good one of those, too.
It's early, okay?
Hey, we know Edelman can return punts effectively. We know he can run the end around effectively. Can he approximate what Welker does if he gets into the slot?
You know, I think Julian plays to some different strengths. I don't think that, you know, they're a similar player. I think they're different players with different skill sets. So, I mean, they're both, you know, very good in their own right. Wes is, you know, one of the best players, you know, to ever play that position, if not the best player to ever play that position, which I think he is. Julian plays, you know, a different role for us. So that's why you can have him out there, you know, really at the same time doing different things, both very effectively.
Specifically, how are they different?
Well, I mean, I'd really like for other teams to try to figure that out. you know, we know the strengths of those guys and what they're capable. And you know, I'm sure other teams have scouting reports, but, you know, they're different players. They just have different things that they're able to do. But whatever they do, you know, Wes has been doing it, you know, better than anybody in the league for the last 5 years or 6 years. And, you know, Julian, when he gets his opportunity, he's, like yesterday, you know, he's really taking advantage of it. Mm. So part of it is consistency and trying to continue to improve, and that's for all of us, especially this time of year.
Who's faster, Edelman or Wes?
Probably Julian, if you're just running straight ahead.
And who has better hands?
I mean, they both catch the ball great, so... I think they both have great hands.
When Bill tells you Mallett's going in for the final 2 minutes and 15 seconds, does that sit okay with you?
I mean, I love playing. I love seeing Ryan get an opportunity, though, because he works his butt off in practice. And he's, you know, he keeps, you know, getting better, and he loves to be out there playing, and he's competitive. And, you know, I like seeing him go out there and leading the team and seeing his composure and his poise. And, you know, I really think Ryan is super talented, you know, I look forward to seeing him out there sometime. I like seeing him when we're up 59 to whatever it was. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, but he didn't get to throw it all. It doesn't seem fair. You got to throw 35 times.
He's going to get his chance, trust me. He's going to get his, and he'll be ready.
Maybe this week. Hey, the Jets, even though they beat the Rams, are a mess, and you have a chance to just bury them, end their season. Do you feel like you can do that Thursday night?
I mean, our goal is to go out there and really try to put, you know, them behind us. I mean, that's the goal. We played them once. This would be a huge game to beat them twice. You know, we'd have a lot of tiebreaker advantages over them if we beat them. But, you know, that was a big win for them yesterday. They, you know, I know people say, you know, what they're going through down there. But, look, it's not easy to go on the road in the NFL and win. And they did under some pretty adverse situations. So I have... You know, I have a lot of respect for that team and the way they play. They play hard. It's always a challenging game versus them. I mean, it was the last time we played them. It took, right, whatever, 70 minutes to beat them last time. So they, you know, they're going to give us everything they got. They're going to be ready to go too. And they always, you know, give us their best shot. So that's what we're expecting.
Hey, have you ever scored 60 in high school and in college and Pop Warner? You ever score 60?
No. Basketball, maybe. Not football.
Hey, prior to this game, all the hype was Luck versus Brady, and I know you're not playing against Andrew Luck. What did you say to him after the game? My guess is you didn't say something like, that's how you do it, son. You're not ready for this yet. What'd you tell him?
I don't know. I think I just said, you know, good luck the rest of the way. I mean, the truth is, and they certainly don't, but if the playoffs started tomorrow, we'd be playing the Colts. Right. To you know, Coach Belichick had talked to us about that. So, that's this part of the year is making improvements, and you learn from your mistakes. And when you make them as a player, a quarterback, running back, receiver, you learn from them. So there's learning curves when you're a rookie quarterback and when you're a 13th year quarterback. And I'm still trying to make improvements. And this is when the good teams really start playing. This is, football season is just about getting ready to start. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, just a little advice here. No pregame turkey on Thursday. It'll make you sleepy.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. So it'll be a I'm not sure what I'm going to have. I'm always worried about them, poisoning our food down there. And bring some of my own.
So turkey happens on Friday for your family? Or Wednesday?
It'll happen on Friday.
All right.
Do you guys even acknowledge it when you get together as a team before the game? Is it like a Thanksgiving dinner or a lunch?
No, we don't. No, Christmas, Thanksgiving, they just kind of pass. New Year's, I haven't had really a Christmas in a long time. So it's hard. Your mind's on football. You're thinking about the game. Everyone's thinking about the game. And, it's nice for your family, especially when you have kids. That's when you really start feeling the spirit of the holidays. And, Thanksgiving's a great holiday. It's fun to sit there and watch football. But when you're playing, there's not much to enjoy. So we'll try to enjoy that on Friday.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, Tom. We'll talk to you next week. And I know the only way it's going to be a happy Thanksgiving is if you win the game.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And you don't have an off day this week, correct?
No, we're going today.
She's going to have to wait till next week to have the baby?
Yeah, I told her. She got to hold off for as long as she can. So, who knows? It's not really up to me.
All right. Good luck, Tom. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thanks, guys.